قال الله تعالى: إن الله يأمركم أن تؤدوا الأمانات إلى أهلها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah, verily Allah ta'ala commands you to return the trust to their rightful owners. Allah ta'ala commands you to return the trust to their rightful owners. وقال تعالى: إنا عرضنا الأمانة على السماوات والأرض والجبال فأبين أن يحملها وأشفقن منها وحملها الإنسان إنه كان ظلوما جهولا. Allah ta'ala says, We offered the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but all of them refused to carry it, to bear it. وَأَشْفَقَنَ مِنْهَا They were afraid of it, but insan, man carried it. Verily, he is very unjust and ignorant. What is amana? Amana, one is an amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the deen that Allah ta'ala has given us, his iman, the sharia. Allah has made us mukallaf. Allah has made us responsible to discharge the various laws that Allah Ta'ala has sent down, the ahkamat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, what is the amanat of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Like in this verse, Allah Ta'ala presented iman and deen and the taklif of sharia, the responsibilities to discharge the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah presented this to the skies and the earth and the mountains. But they refused to carry it because they knew that they would not be able to bear it. Now these are things which are solids. They're not human beings. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for him, he is the creator of all the creation. Allah wants to show man the importance of amana. That the mountains, no matter how huge and mighty they were, the skies and the earth, they all refused to be able to carry this amanat. Insan accepted it. Iman is insan. Accepted to carry out his amana. Allah says, man is very unjust and he's ignorant. So ulama have explained here, who is insan here referred to? Some ulama have said, al-insan refers to the disbeliever. The disbeliever is very ignorant and he's very unjust. Others have said, no, here insan refers to general mankind. However, the believers are excluded from this because the believer discharges the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He fulfills the ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in a general sense, insan is referred to in this particular verse as general man, because man did not understand the importance of fulfilling the amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This amanat that Allah has given us is iman, this sharia, Islam. It is something very sacred, very important, and we have to fulfill the sharia, this ahkam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then is the amanat the person leaves by you. He leaves by you his car, his cell phone. He says, I'm going for Umrah. Just look after my property, my belongings. So in his absence, we are not allowed to abuse and make khiyana and be disloyal to any of the properties and possessions that he has left by us. So his wealth he has left by you. His money, whatever it may be. You have no right to abuse any of those possessions. You are responsible for the amanat that he has left by you. The other is you borrow something. I need to go to Johannesburg, so I borrow somebody's car. This also is an amana. I cannot drive as I wish. I cannot abuse this amana. Generally, people take or overlook these things. And we don't treat the amana that somebody has left in our possession or something that we have borrowed as sacred and important because it's somebody else's possession. We don't realize this. We use these things as we wish. Shariat is very, very strict regarding the rules of amana. If the amana is destroyed in your possession because of your carelessness, you are responsible. So if the amanat is kept, then it is your duty now to look after that amanat, the trust. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said آية المنافق ثلاث إذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا أتمن خان متفق عليه وفي رواية وَإِنْ صَامَ وَصَلَّ وَزَعَمَ أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمٌ In this particular hadith, Rasulullah said that the sign of a munafiq, a hypocrite. Who is a hypocrite? He reveals something contrary to what he has in his heart. So he portrays as though he is a Muslim, is a mu'min, but inside he has disbelief, kufr and shirk. So he's a hypocrite. Rasulullah says, the sign of a hypocrite are three. In this particular hadith. Number one, إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ When he speaks a lie. So he's never speaking the truth. So this again, speaking a lie is a sign of a munafiq. In other words, you have not got the quality of a believer in you. You've got the quality of a munafiq. So when he's speaking, he always speaks lies. He's never honest to you. He's never truthful. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفَ When he promises you, he goes against the promise. He breaches the promise. He breaks the promise. So you cannot trust him. This again is a sign of a hypocrite. Second sign. The third one, وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ And when he is entrusted with any possession, you leave by him some of your wealth, خَانَ he is disloyal. So he makes khiyanat of that possession. These are three signs mentioned in this particular hadith. In another hadith, وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرَ When he argues and disputes with you, he uses vulgar language very quickly. Fajara. Fajara means he begins to become obscene and he uses vulgar language. Now all these are signs of a munafiq. In the hadith, the other narration says, وَإِنْ صَامَ وَصَلَّ وَزَّعْمَ أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمٌ Even though he's keeping roza, he's fasting, he's performing salah, and he claims to be a Muslim, but he has the qualities of a munafiq. In another hadith, if there are four things in a person, which I mentioned, then he is a munafiqan khalisan. He's a pakka munafiq. Ulama explain what is meant by a genuine munafiq. What is the meaning of waza'ama annahu muslimun, that he's a Muslim in this case. So the person is reading kalima. He says, I have got iman, but he's doing these things. So we say he's got the qualities, the traits of a munafiq. He won't become a munafiq as far as i'tiqad, iman is concerned, no. Because he firmly believes in one Allah, and he follows, and he believes in Rasulullah as his final messenger. In other words, he believes in the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, he has iman, tasdeeq qalb, iqrar bilisan, this is found. So we see, what is meant in this hadith, nifaqi amali, not nifaqi i'tiqadi. There's two types of nifaq. One is a munafiq in his iman. He does not have iman. He's got kufr and shirk. The other one, he's got iman, but he's behaving like a munafiq. So we say, like sometimes we tell a person, be a man. Why aren't you a man? Physically he's a man, but he's not portraying the qualities of a man. So in the same way, he's not portraying the qualities of a Muslim. Therefore, Rasulullah says, even though he's calling himself a Muslim, but he's got the qualities of nifaq in him. And if he does not be careful, if he does not watch out, he's not cautious, then gradually more and more qualities of a munafiq comes into him, and eventually he can really lose his iman also. May Allah protect us. Therefore, it is very important not to have the qualities of a munafiq in our life. We should have the qualities of a believer. May Allah make us true believers. It is important that when we speak, we speak the truth. When we make a promise, we should not break the promise. When somebody entrusts anything to us, or we borrow something from some person, we've got an amanat in our hands, we should be very, very careful not to make any khiyanat and be disloyal in that amanat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.